This is the activity side of the tape. If you would like to do the activities, let the tape play and they will begin in a moment. If you want to hear the story first, fast forward your tape to the end and turn it over. As you're listening, I'll talk about activities you can do on each page of your book. There will be some drawing, coloring, connect the dots, word puzzles, and even a few mysteries to solve. Sounds like fun, doesn't it? When you finish the activity, you can color the rest of the page any way you like. When you hear this sound, stop your tape so you can do the activity on that page. Then when you finish the activity, start the tape again, and we'll go on to the next page. Okay, let's begin. Open your book to page 1. Rainbow Bright, Starlight, the Color Kids, and the Sprites are playing together in Rainbow Land. To make their day even brighter, please color the rainbow. Here is a helpful hint so that you will remember where each color should go. Take your red crayon and place a red mark by the number 1. With your orange crayon, put an orange mark by the number 2. Put a yellow mark by number 3 and a blue mark by number 4. Now you're ready to go back and finish coloring each section of the rainbow with the proper color. Remember to turn the tape off when you hear this sound. This is page 2. The violet sprites are playing in Violet Vale. Please draw a happy face on each one of the sprites, then color them violet or purple. Do you remember what to do when you hear this sound? Now look over to page 3. Murky, Dismal, and Lurky live in a place called The Pits. The troublesome duo are on their way to Rainbow Falls. Draw a line down the path they took. Be sure not to cross any lines. Here comes that sound. This is page 4. Murky, Dismal is up to no good. He's ordered Lurky to trap the poor violet sprites. Please connect the dots, beginning with the number 1, to find out why the sprites can't get away. Draw a line from the number 1 to number 2, then from number 2 to number 3, and so on until the picture is complete. Now look over to page 5. The violet sprites are turning gray because of Murky Dismal's color-draining potion. There are 4 trees in the picture on this page. Please color the tree that is different from the others with your brown crayon. You can color the 3 other trees with your green crayon. Here comes that sound. This is page 6. The violet sprites have lost all of their color, and now it's hard to see them. Please find and circle the hidden sprites. This is page 7. Rainbow Bright is picking some pretty flowers to take to the color castle. But there's something wrong. Some of the flowers don't have stems. With your green crayon, complete the stems by drawing a line from the petals to the leaves below them. Open your book to page 8. Rainbow Bright, Shy Violet, and Starlight are riding through the sky on a rainbow. Please color by number Starlight's magnificent tail, his mane, and the rainbow he's riding on. First, put a little mark by the numbers with your crayon so you can remember what color to use. Put a red mark by the number 1s, then put an orange mark by the number 2s. The 3 should be yellow, and the 4s should be blue. Now you're ready to go back and color each number or area. Good luck! This is page 9. The sprites are lying helplessly on the ground. Look carefully for the sprites that are in groups of 2 and put a circle around each group. Your book should be opened to page 10. The violet sprites are resting in the color castle. They are getting weaker by the minute. But that's not the only problem. Find and circle the 3 things that are wrong in this picture. Here's a hint on how to find them. 2 things are upside down, and 1 thing is missing. You should have circled the missing leg on the bed, the picture hanging upside down on the wall, and the upside down flowers in Buddy's hand. This is page 11. Red Butler thinks Shy Violet should be there helping the six sprites. Violet is in the library reading. Behind her is a sign, but it is in code. The key to the code is next to Red Butler. In the blank spaces below the sign, write in the letter that matches each picture. It works like this. A star is the symbol for the letter U. So whenever you see a star, write a U in the blank space below it. Then do the same with the other symbols and letters in the code. Good luck! The coded message is quiet. Be sure you are on page 12. This is where Buddy Blue and Red Butler almost have a fight. Take out your red and blue crayons. Color Red Butler's clothes red, and color Buddy Blue's outfit blue. This is page 13. There are 10 shapes on the door. Trace them in. Then find the squares, which have four straight sides, all the same size, and color them red. All the rest have three straight sides and are called triangles. Color them orange. Please open your book to page 14. Shy Violet must rush downstairs to find Rainbow Bright, but some of the stairs are missing. Help Shy Violet find her way down by putting in the missing stairs. To complete the stairway, draw a straight line between the two triangles. Then draw another straight line between the two stars, another between the moons, and another between the hearts. Remember what to do when you hear this sound. This is page 15. Shy Violet is very vigorously reading a volume that will help fill the sprites with vim and vigor. Violet begins with the letter V. Please find and circle all of the hidden V's in the picture. Did you find all five hidden V's? Your book should be open to page 16. Shy Violet knows just what the sprites need. You can find out too, by tracing over the letters V, I, O, L, E, T. That spells Violet. Make sure your book is open to page 17. Shy Violet explains her color theory. Color by number her giant color wheel using all of your crayons. Number one is red. Number two is orange. Number three is yellow. Number four is green. Number five is blue. Number six is violet or purple. This is page 18. Rainbow Bright and the Color Kids are trying to make violet star sprinkles. In order to get started, they have to fill a big pot with color mixing solution. Please connect the dots beginning with the number one. Draw a line from the number one to the number two, from two to three, and so on. Then color the flames with your orange crayon. Please turn to page 19. Buddy Blue and Red Butler have decided to work together to help Violet and the sprites. They have to find the two bags of star sprinkles that are alike. Look on the shelf and circle the two bags that match. This is page 20. The color kids are dropping red and blue star sprinkles into the pot. Please color Buddy Blue's stars blue and Red Butler's stars red. Then, color all the liquid in the pot purple. You're making violet star sprinkles too. This is page 21. Hooray! The sprites are feeling better. Please connect the dots beginning with the number one to see what Twink is carrying. Then color the sprites purple because they're feeling better. Please open your book to page 22. The Violet Sprites are anxious to get back to work. Help them find the best way back to Rainbow Falls so they can dig for more violet star sprinkles. Your book should be open to page 23. Murky, Dismal, and Lurky are not happy, but the Violet Sprites are. How many happy violet sprites can you find? Count them and circle the correct number in the box above the picture. This is page 24, the last page in your book. Shy Violet has saved the day. Please connect the dots beginning with the number 1 to find out what Rainbow Bright gave to her. Just draw a line from the number 1 to the number 2, from the number 2 to number 3, and so on. Remember, you can go back and color the rest of your book any way you'd like. This is the end of the activity side of the tape. If you'd like to hear the story, just turn the tape over and play the other side.